Read Under Pressure News Brief. From the Washington Post, ice loss from Antarctica has sextupled since the 1970s. From E&E News, environmental advocates and the mothers of two men who died while using paint removal products are taking the EPA to court for an action on the chemical methylene chloride. The lawsuit cites a Toxic Substance Control Act's requirement that EPA regulate chemicals that present an unreasonable risk to human health or the environment. Inside Climate News reports that the governor of America's number three coal state, Pennsylvania, announced greenhouse gas reduction targets, which matches the U.S. commitment under the Paris Accord. But analysts doubt that the Democrat governor, Tom Wolf, will have an easy time of implementing his executive order, as both of that Commonwealth's legislative branches have Republican majorities. From Science Daily, scientists found that the energy of ocean waves has been growing globally, and they found a direct association between ocean warming and the increase in wave energy. The threat of catastrophic wildfires has driven a California town to launch a GoFundMe campaign to bring herds of goats to city-owned land to help clear brush. Nevada City in Sierra Nevada began the online crowdsourcing campaign last month. They have a goal of raising $30,000 for the project. You can find GoFundMe Nevada City on GoFundMe.com. Find Green Under Pressure on Facebook and on Twitter at @Green_Pressure. Find us on Progressive Voices, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, and Spreaker. I'm Rita Rich, and this is a Flatlands Avenue production.